It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight, it's the Shadron State Sports Journal, and we're visiting with CSC head volleyball coach Jennifer Stadler. Coach, glad to have you in the studio here today to talk CSC volleyball. You guys are on a five-match winning streak in Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference play now. Terrific. What's it been like putting together this kind of great run?
Thank you, Dave, for having me on today. I apologize in advance for my voice. Apparently, I got a little excited this weekend, so my voice isn't quite 100% yet. I'm really proud of the team as far as where we're at right now. I think we're doing a great job of kind of setting mini goals, taking things one day at a time, and just really focusing on being in the present and, you know, trying to play our best volleyball every day. And I think they're doing a great job of keeping that as our focus.
I imagine that the energy and the vibe in practices, game day, obviously, everything's really positive and good right now, and that the confidence is at a pretty high level.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when you get some W's under your belt, you're going to get a little bit more confident. But I think what's probably in my eyes, I guess, giving them more confidence is they're really comfortable with each other. We got a pretty tight-knit group this year, and so I think when you're comfortable playing next to your teammates or within your team, then you kind of have that more confidence. And then, like I said, you know, when you get a couple W's under your belt and you're competing well, getting those W's, obviously that's going to give you a little bit of confidence as well.
Yeah, certainly. And the Eagles fans are right there in the mix for a playoff spot, chasing those seeds down, hoping to move up and get maybe a home match in the playoffs. Long way to go before we get there, so we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse too much. You guys want to get in first and foremost, and getting road wins in the conference is a great start to being a playoff team, and really that's where this winning streak started. A 5-set win at Black Hill State, Coach, as we start to kind of look at the win streak in your team. A match that CSC led 2-0. You held on to win in 5, so a little adversity there in the end. And then you had a 5-set match at South Dakota Mines the next day. Once those two victories got finished up, did it start to really build the belief in your team and that confidence that we've kind of talked about that, hey, we can overcome a lot of adversity and issues in matches and still get those wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a great job of being resilient that first weekend, you know, handling that adversity and not allowing us to get in a rut or to get down on ourselves, to kind of still play point for point. And I think just, you know, being willing to grind on the road, I think that's important in our conference. Is even though that was a short road trip, none of the trips in our conference are an easy by any means, not just with being on the bus for long hours, but also all of the teams in the conference are really good. So just being able to grind, being able to push point for point and just trying to work to our best abilities on our side of the net, staying within our system, and just that's what we really talk about is, you know, controlling the things that we can control on the other side of the net. Even if a team on the other side is playing really well, what can we do to control our side and how can we play our best volleyball on our side of the net? And so I think if we stay focused within that, then we can be pretty competitive.
Volleyball coach Jen Stadler on the show. Coach, there's a lot of kind of new pieces that have been inserted into the team this year too. And as you work through 5-set matches and the resiliency we've talked about, from what you were looking at with your team in the preseason to where you are now, do you feel like the things are really coming together maybe a little faster than you expected or as you thought might come together? It seems like things are clicking pretty early here in RMAC play.
Yeah, you know, I think always the preseason, your lineup is kind of just kind of an idea of what you think is going to be the best, what you want to put out there. You don't have a long time to really work with your team before preseason starts. So it's just trying to figure out what's going to be the best to help us be the most successful. So I think we're getting close to where we want to be as far as like who's playing, our lineup and all of that type of stuff. But we do really have a competitive practice every day. We have a lot of depth on our roster. Everybody's coming in every day of practice, working hard, pushing themselves, and then also pushing their teammate across the net. So I definitely think there's still room for us to improve in our lineup. And also, I'm sure there's still room for the athletes that maybe aren't seeing a lot of playing time to get that playing time just because of how practice is being so competitive day to day.
Last weekend, a closely competitive 5-set match win over Fort Lewis until the last set, 15-4, you guys slammed the door and put that one away. That was a fun matchup too, the two teams battling for what is currently was that last playoff spot. So a really exciting one. And then Saturday night, you took care of Western Colorado in 3 sets, and the serving line was really strong last weekend. You guys had 15 ace serves. Is that something you're focusing on as you move forward too, the importance of serving the ball?
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of time talking about being aggressive behind the service line. We put strong emphasis in that every day at practice. That's something that we've kind of talked about even through last year, through spring ball, is just finding ways to get teams out of system behind the service line.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, that's a huge emphasis in our practices. I think that's something that the players have really bought into and made a strong emphasis when they go behind the line, really focusing on how can I get this passer to move? How can I get to mix up their, you know, offense on the other side of the net? I think that's a huge important piece. I think any volleyball coach would say if you win the serve and pass game, you're going to have a really good opportunity to win that match. So that's something obviously that we really harp on our girls about.
Is it pretty easy for you to choose the placement of where you want those serve to serve? You do obviously scouting and those kind of things, and I know you've got a game plan for it, but do you, I guess from a fan's perspective, they probably want to know, do you go with placement first or power first, or do you tell kids what kind of style of serve you want in the middle of the match, or how does that kind of all work?
We definitely go into the match with a game plan of maybe an athlete that we want to target on that side of the net. Maybe that's a placement. Maybe we're trying to serve her deep. Maybe we're trying to make her move to her left or her right, those type of things. But it also can change throughout the match. There's some passers that we think we're going to target, and then they end up passing really well against us. And so we'll have to kind of change our game plan mid-match and decide, okay, well, we're going to go after this passer that maybe is a really good passer, but this is going to maybe disrupt their offense a little bit. So we know they might be in system, but we'll know where they're going to set the ball if we serve this zone. So it's kind of a mixture of everything, I guess.
Interesting. I always like to watch the different serves, how I mix it up and how players, who they target, and try to guess what fingers are getting held behind the clipboard when coaches do that kind of signaling to the service line across the league. We've got Jennifer Stadler, head coach of the Eagles, with us talking volleyball today. Let's get into some of the individuals on the team this year and learn a little bit more about what they are doing for you and contributing. I remember when I love talking about recruits and recruiting and seeing the excitement of our teams when the coaches talk about it. And Bella Adams was a player that you guys were really excited to get signed at Shadron State. She's from Pueblo, Colorado, and she had back-to-back double-digit kills last week, couple of her best blocking nights as well. And looks like this freshman, Bella Adams, really living up to what you were hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, we were excited to have Bella come to our program for a variety of reasons. I think probably the biggest thing that stuck out to us was just that we really felt like her character, her drive, and just the person who she was going to be a really great fit for our team. Obviously, she's a great athlete, but those were the things that I think stuck out to us the most. And I think she's doing really well in her freshman year. She definitely doesn't play like a freshman. She's really smart in attacking. She also has become a little bit of a leader on the court. And so those are all great things to see when you're, you know, you have a freshman out there. I think she's coming around with her blocking. I think that's probably the biggest jump coming from a high school athlete to a collegiate athlete is the game's a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And so she's definitely improving in her blocking game, and we're starting to see her really kind of take ownership of that part of her position and really work. Not that she wasn't working hard before, but I think it's more of an emphasis that she's coming into practice with, and still trying to find different ways to score, you know, mixing up her shots a little bit, having the setters run her on some different paths, which is really good. So, you know, I think she's doing well, being a great opposite of our other middle, Ayana Fujiyama.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Ayana Fujiyama. If you want Bella Adams to learn how to blog, Ayana's one to, on the team that can really help her come along. And, man, she's doing great. You said she's the RMAC leader in blocks to this point. Still a young player, a sophomore, and was impressive mm-hmm. against Kingsville and doing some excellent things this season. A real nice force at the net for you.
Yeah, I think Fuj, that's what we call her. Right? she did really well in her freshman season. But over the spring, we just really saw her develop her game even more, and I think that had to do a lot with blocking. And so I think this fall, she's just continued to build off of that. She's very quick. She jumps really well. She does a great job of reading the game on the other side of the net. And so I think she's got that mentality that she's either going to touch or block every ball. And I think if you want to be a really good blocker at any level and you have that mentality, you're going to do some great things. And I know that there was a part in our Fort Lewis match that we were down in the fourth set. And I think she blocked like three balls in a row and wow. really gained us momentum. We, you know, didn't end up winning that set. But I think when you have that mentality and you can kind of almost change the match with just your actions, that's a big deal on our side of the court.
Yeah, Fuj is fun to watch and a great story about her this year. Coach, Lexi Hurtado is back from a wrist injury. I remember talking to her quite a bit last year, ran into her in town a couple times, and she'd tell me more and more about that wrist, and you could see how disappointed she couldn't play. And she has come out and really done a nice job offensively for you, one of the top attackers you've got. It's got to be good to have Lex back up there swinging away.
Yeah, I think Lex just has a really high volleyball IQ. She does a lot of great things as far as attacking at the net. She has a variety of shots. She's really aggressive. She's got a strong swing. And she's got a lot of experience. I mean, she did come from a junior college, although she's been here for 3 years. She had that 1 year where she played at that JUCO level, a really high JUCO in Florida. And so I think she just always brings that different experience to the court, that different IQ. She's really competitive and wants to, you know, wants to do well for herself, but wants our team to be successful. And so she's really always pushing our team to be a little bit better, which is another value that she adds to the program.
Absolutely. And we have to talk about Riley Grime and such an important part of your team. And Riley has been important since day one when she was a freshman here. And it's been an interesting career for her because she's so versatile. She can do good things everywhere. So where do you want to put her? She was on offense for a while attacking. Then you had her moved over to defense to help on that side and do things as a libero and a defensive player. Now it looks like she's back kind of in the offensive role and doing great up at the net. Talk about Riley Grime and her versatility and what she all brings and where you've got her this year.
Yeah, I think Riley is just a unique athlete in the sense that she can play so many valuable roles, and she just plays them to the best of her abilities. No matter what you're asking her to do, she's going to do everything that she can to do it with the best of her abilities for her team. She's a true team-first player. I think, you know, having her in that defensive role last year was something that we needed for our team, and she handled that really well, something that she hadn't done really in the past. I mean, obviously, as a sixth rotation outside, you do play back row, but not libero. And so I thought she did well. We really kind of wanted to get her back in where we felt like she was the most comfortable, which is outside and attacking. And although she is undersized, she is mighty. And she has a variety of shots. She's always not hitting the same ball twice, which makes her hard to read defensively on the other side of the net. She's really consistent with her attacking. You know, she doesn't make a lot of errors, which is helpful to have because the outsides, they're not going to get all of the best balls. They're going to get kind of those clean up. You know, you're there, that cleanup hitter. And so she does a great job of offensively keeping us in those rallies. And then she's just a leader on the court. She positively motivates her team. Her work ethic is always there. She's a competitive athlete, too. She wants to win. But I think the team really looks for her to her for, you know, support and that grind mentality. And I think she just really exemplifies all of those things.
All these players we've talked about and others that we can't fit into the show, Coach, because we've got a bit of a time constraint, of course. But you've got so many pieces together to really make this playoff run. It's exciting to hear about, and you'll keep it going. The win streak is at 5. You're looking for a couple more on the road this week. You're at New Mexico Highlands on Friday, and then you have the Adams State Grizzlies Saturday on the road. These are teams you've seen this year. You split with them at home earlier. What kind of stuff do you take from those two matches as you look to play them again, this time at their gym?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, I think we've grown a lot since we played them that first weekend as a team and individually, but as well they have, as you know, too. I think everybody those first few weeks are still trying to get things figured out. So, you know, we're 3 weeks further from that match, and so everybody's got to be expected to be a little bit better than they were the week before. You know, it's a tough road trip. It's a far bus trip, and so we've got to get down there, and we've got to just play point for point and not looking too far ahead. So we've got to make sure that we're focused on Highlands on Friday night, focused on set to set, point to point. And then at the end of Friday, then now we regroup for Adams. You know, we really don't want to underestimate anybody. Highlands is a good team. Everybody's tough to play at home, and so we got to make sure that we're respecting our opponent and again controlling the things on our side of the net that we can.
I know you want to curtail looking ahead quite a bit, Coach. You just talked about the fans are going to think, oh, I want to hear a little bit more about the what is to come. So we've got to touch on it a little bit with the season that you still have left after these matches. Some of the new teams you're going to see, there's still some really good RMAC teams, some top 25 ranked teams on the schedule. Mm-hmm. As you continue to build towards playing them and getting a playoff spot, what will be the approach to when you say you got a Regis or a Metro, which is coming in here soon? How are you going to approach that with the girls in terms of saying, hey, let's knock off a top 25 team. We can do it.
Yeah, I think just continuing to have our focus every day when we come into practice to get better. You know, I think if we set small goals every day, whether that's inches of goals or big feet of goals, that we're constantly focused on how can we improve individually and as a team. And so I don't think that we're really going to change too much when we reach those teams, just because I think at any time, you obviously got to prepare for the opponent across the net. But if you don't take care of your preparation for how you're going to improve on your side of the net, it won't matter what that team on the other side of the net is doing. So, you know, obviously we'll do our scouting reports on those teams, and we'll put some emphasis on to what they do differently than the teams that we faced previously during our practice weeks. But we still got to get better on our side of the net, and we still got to keep that as our focus as we're approaching these teams that are ranked in the conference.
And when you go into each match, and especially against top 25 teams, the mentality aspect of the preparation and going in, I'm sure comes in, and you would talk with your team about keeping that confidence high and hey, we got to believe before we can actually go forward and knock off a team like this. Is that something that you focus on too, is making sure that confidence level stays high against a team like Colorado Mines, Metro, teams like that?
Yeah, I think if they just, you know, understand that we are capable of competing with that team, then that's going to be a big difference than them already writing themselves off before we step out on the court. So that will definitely be something that we focus on in those weeks, is getting them to understand that, you know, it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the net. We've just got to go out there and compete to the best of our abilities and not really focus on the name or if they're ranked or whatnot. So, I mean, any team's beatable on any given day as long as you put out your best product and your best effort. So if we can keep, you know, doing that and we come away with some W's, then we've, you know, prepared and played our best.
I know mental health awareness is something really strong and built into the fabric of your team, and that the girls and you are behind mental health awareness. You had a mental health awareness night recently here in Chadron, and we've talked a lot about confidence and those kind of things, mindset, and maybe you talk a little bit about the initiative of mental health awareness that you and your team are so deeply behind this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've definitely talked about over the few years, and I think just understanding that we have the platform to be able to use our voices more than maybe we have been in the past when we've talked about it just personally within our team. It is something that I'm extremely passionate about passionate about. Our team's passionate about it. Just trying to take the stigma from being into those uncomfortable conversations, but to allowing our voices to add value to what's going on. You know, I think just allowing these athletes to speak up and have a voice of this is something that's going on and that we need to stop putting, you know, these things under, pushing them under the rug or not allowing people to have these struggles as mental health is health. And so just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, young, old, whatever, to know that they're not alone in this fight and that when they are struggling, that there are a ton of resources that they can reach out to, whether it's within their community or outside their community. And so, you know, I think if we can speak up to those issues and really, again, just shine light on those things, then hopefully we can help somebody that is struggling in those aspects.
Yeah, great cause you guys are championing as a team here in the community and to help others who may be seeking some help on their own as well and breaking the stigma of those type of things. Mm-hmm. Coach Jen Stadler with us today. Coach, it's always great to talk to you on the show. Thanks for coming in and just continued success. We wish you and the ladies. You guys are on a 5-match winning streak, playing terrific, and we wish you all the best getting into those playoffs. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.